This September, KPP Concerts presents a stacked lineup of shows at the Broom Factory featuring everything from big-name acts to local gems. On September 12th, check out punk legends DOA with opening sets by The Meringues and Owl Farm. On September 13th, Kingston's own Oak Ridge Avenue hits the stage with Ottawa rockers The New Hires. On September 14th, pop punk and emo cover band Strike Tyson will play alongside local acts Sonic Souvenir and Squid Pistol. September 15th, folk singer Katie Tupper will play a matinee with Kingston's own Luella opening the show. On September 16th, punk heavyweights Authority Zero and Belvedere with special guests Melon Ball are performing. On September 18th, the legendary Martha Wainwright plays live in Kingston. On September 20th, local rockers Cassador return to the Broom Factory with Sparrow Blue. On September 21st, Nova Scotia's Mo Kenny will play a show. And on September 28th, don't miss Virginia to Vegas with special guest Alex Porat. For more information and to buy tickets, visit kppconcerts.com.
It's 3 p.m. and you're listening to Sad Songs Central on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario. This is a weekly tour of some new, cool, and depressing music with Emily. Thursdays from 3 to 4 p.m.
What's up, guys? It's Emily, and you're listening to Sad Songs Central. It's been a while since I've done one of these. Fun fact, for the past 2 months, all of my shows were pre-recorded, so I feel like I'm out of practice, but I'm excited because I've been building up all this new music that I love that I haven't been able to show anyone, really. This week the theme is songs about being a man. What does it mean to be a man? And what does it mean to be, like, somebody's man? Like in Sheryl Crow's song, Strong Enough, she says, "Are you strong enough to be my man?" And so I'm kind of like, what does that mean? This first one is a Beba Doobie song from her new album. I'm so excited. First of all, guess what? I'm going to her concert in Toronto in a week. Wait, really soon, actually. But anyway, I'm going to see Beba Doobie, and this is from her new album, This Is How Tomorrow Moves, which came out this summer. And I had been planning this playlist for a long time about being a man, about men and stuff, and it's so funny that she had a song, it's called Real Man. Did anyone ever teach you how to be a real man? So, yeah, and then after that, it'll be Man by Nico Case, icon. Yeah, I hope you enjoy. This is Real Man by Beba Doobie.
Why don't you just pull in mother? My simple lover, I'm not going for no other. I told my mother what you did, like a kid. And I already told you I just wanted to dance. Could you see me standing out here with my outstretched hand? I guess no.
sensations, hey, hey, hey. Fiery chin flames, no, 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 hand in hand.
Well, I keep on trying to understand, daylight bright, how come I keep moving from man to man to man, giving my sweet flow, tasting sweet flow. With empty gladness, like it all belongs. Sometimes it's low down sadness, like it's all gone so wrong. When I saw you standing there, I said to myself, here's a place I could break down and care. Give my sweet love, tasty sweet love, real sweet love, woman to man. I don't like to lie, but I sure can be phony when I get scared. I stick my nose up in the air. When I saw you standing there, I was scared. I thought, ooh, I hope you can care. Sure hope I can care. Hope we can really care and share.
It's like trying to start a fire with matches in the snow, where you can't seem to hold me, can't seem to let me go. So I can't find surrender, and I can't keep control. You turn me inside out, and then you walk the outside in. You spin me all around.
That was Vampire Empire by Big Thief, and before that it was Man to Man by Joni Mitchell. Yeah, I played Vampire Empire before on this show, but I thought this one was perfect for the man situation, because she says, I wanted to be your woman, I wanted to be your man. You can always count on Adrian Lenker for the best lyrics. Okay, this next one's going to be I'm Your Man by Mitski, and then after that it'll be I'm Your Man by Leonard Cohen. It's funny, these songs are not similar in any way at all except for their name, so that's why I put them together. But yeah, I'm Your Man by Mitski is, it's from her most recent album that came out, I think, like last year. And this one has stayed like one of my favorites. I know My Love, Mine, All Mine was really popular, but I love I'm Your Man, the dogs barking, and just like, I'm Your Man makes me think of like, I don't know, like a spooky field, and there's a scarecrow, and it's gray, and like, I don't know, kind of gross, and but like also like super dystopian kind of. I don't know if that makes sense, but yeah, I just feel like this song in particular like paints an image in my head, and it's just also so beautiful. So yep, this is I'm Your Man by Mitski.
You want a lover. I'll do anything you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love, I'll wear a mask for you. If you want a partner, take my hand. Or if you want to strike me down in anger, here I stand, I'm your man. If you want a boxer, I will step into the ring for you. And if you want a doctor, I'll examine every inch of you. If you want a driver, climb inside. Or if you want to take me for a ride, you know you can. I'm your man. Are the moons too bright, the chains too tight, the beast won't go to sleep? I've been running through these promises to you that I made and I could not keep. Ah, but a man never got a woman back, not by begging on his knees. Or I'd crawl to you, baby, and I'd fall at your feet, and I'd howl at your beauty like the dog in heat, and I'd clog your heart, and I'd tear at your sheet. I'd say, please, I'm your man. Got a sleeper moment on the road, I will steer for you. And if you wanna work the street alone, I'll disappear for you. If you want a father for your child, or only wanna walk with me a while across the sand, I'm your man. If you want a lover, I'll do anything that you ask me to. And if you want another kind of love,
I always feel I'm on the outside with you. I always feel remember the last time that you were really there. And I've been going through my past lives, if I could see them clearer, maybe then I would know how long it's been since you left.
That was On the Outside by Ethan Gruska, and before that it was I'm Your Man by Leonard Cohen. Yeah, Ethan Gruska is a new one for me. I've heard his name a bunch because he produced and co-wrote, I think, like a bunch of Phoebe Bridgers songs, and obviously I'm a huge fan of her. And I know that he played piano for some of like her shows and stuff, but I never really went into like his solo stuff. Same thing with Harrison Whitford. These guys are so underrated. I love their music. And so this summer, I took the time to listen to a bunch of Ethan Gruska's songs. And he's been on repeat for me for the past couple months. Honestly, suffice to say, I just really wanted to play this song. But it does kind of have to do with the theme as well. He says, you think you always have to act like the man. And I think that has to do with, like, ego or maybe, like, being too cool, because the song is called On the Outside, and it's kind of, from what I gather, it's about being an outsider. I don't know, maybe like ego and social anxiety mixing together. Yeah. Moving on, this next one is going to be The Man in Me by Bob Dylan. I played it for my mom the other day, and she like didn't even, I was like, guess who this is? And she couldn't guess, because I feel like it, the way he's singing this, it's not like super Bob Dylan. Like, it doesn't scream Bob Dylan. But yeah, I'm trying to go a little bit more into Bob Dylan before the Timothée Chalamet biopic comes out, because I don't know. I think I need to like educate myself. I also, in educating myself, I just became way more of a fan of Joan Baez. I think she might be like one of the greatest songwriters ever, and she did a lot of stuff with Bob Dylan. So yeah, I guess this is a song that I came across while doing some research. And then after that, it'll be Strong Enough by Sheryl Crow, which I mentioned earlier this hour. Okay, this is The Man in Me by Bob Dylan.
There's a little he would ask. Take a woman like you to get through to the man in me. Storm clouds are raging all around my door. I think to myself I might not take it anymore. Take a woman like I'm
reeling from my toes up to my ears. The man in me will hide sometimes to keep from being seen, but that's just because he doesn't want to turn into some machine. Take a woman like you to get through the man in me.
Central on CFRC 101.9 FM in Kingston, Ontario.
You get
Was Not Strong Enough by Boy Genius, and before that it was Strong Enough by Sheryl Crow. I think I've done this before. Now that I'm here playing these two songs, I think I've played them together before, but I don't know, they work for this show and I love them both, so I stand by it. But yeah, if you couldn't kind of tell, Not Strong Enough was kind of a response song to Strong Enough by Sheryl Crow. Yeah, came out definitely my favorite from Boy Genius's new music. And yeah, next up we've got a Canadian banger, End of Beginning by The Beaches. It's a cover. It's the, like one of those Triple J covers. Yeah, The Beaches are blowing up. They've been blowing up for a while. I was getting my hair cut the other day, and the hairdresser was, she was like, we were talking about music, and which is so unlike me. First of all, it was very out of my comfort zone to talk to the hairdresser, but I was trying to be polite. And anyway, she was asking me about the music I like and if I saw any concerts this summer. And she was like, did you go to the Beaches? And I was like, no, but I did see a lot of things on Instagram about it. After the fact, everyone was posting about it. I haven't been able to make it out to one of those yet. I don't know, maybe next summer. The Beaches are one of those bands I really only kind of know the hits, but End of Beginning obviously has been blowing up I just want to say, this is like my moment to be like, I knew it before it was cool. Not that like Joe was ever not cool, but when this album came out, when Joe's album came out and he had End of Beginning on it, I listened to the whole thing and I was like, End of Beginning is the one. Like, End of Beginning is the biggest one, the best one. And the same thing happened with SZA's music when she had that album come out and Kill Bill was on it. Kill Bill was the one where I was like, this is the one that everyone's going to be making edits to on TikTok and stuff like that. So, yep, we've got End of Beginning, a cover by The Beaches, and then after that, it'll be Dumb and Poetic by Sabrina Carpenter. Guys, I've not been on the Sabrina Carpenter grind until this summer when, you know, she's really been, like, picking up. She's had Espresso, Please, Please, Please. I loved both those songs. At this point, they're a little overplayed for me, but they're still good, I think. So, yeah, this is from her recent album. Yeah, okay. This is End of Beginning by The Beaches.
To cry until drop from my eye. You better see before middle of the night. Things are black and white. Enter Troubadour. Remember 24.
Save all your breath for your floor meditation. for holding back. Can't give my trust too fast. I pulled myself out of the wreck too many times to think that words can last. You need someone to help you when you're down. Pick you like a pearl from the sand. Somebody you when you take a stand. Oh, I could never be that man. You have a special shrine in your room. Pictures of lovers on the wall. I love to lie there and look into their eyes, so confident before. How you get them off their knees, twirling around you fast as they can. How did you know that it worries me so? Not the ones who fall, the ones who stand. Oh, I could never be that man. My life when I was sinking so low, you stayed with me all through the night, sang me some songs you know. Now as time goes on, I wonder what went wrong. Didn't I fit into your little plan? Could not be the one you lay your troubles on.
That was I Could Never Be That Man by Blue Rodeo, and before that it was Dumb and Poetic by Sabrina Carpenter. Yeah, that Blue Rodeo one goes out to Kira. Shout out Kira for my work this summer. There was actually two Kiras, but we know the Kira I'm talking about. Anyway, yeah, song's actually making me nostalgic. This summer was a really great summer. I was working at the same pool that I've worked at for many years now. I felt like a really super old person there. I feel old everywhere I go these days, but there in particular, because everyone says like, oh, this person's in 06, 07, 08, and that's the year that they were born in. Mind you, I was born in 02. A lot of them are 2 to 6 years younger than me, and it's kind of crazy. So yeah, one time I was driving a couple of the lifeguards that I work with back to my house, and we were having a little party. It was weird. It was a murder mystery. But anyway, I handed the aux to Kira and she was like, you don't want to do this, Emily. You don't know what you've, like, you don't know the can of worms you've opened. And I was like, bring it on. And then she played a bunch of Blue Rodeo. And at the time I was like, I've never heard of Blue Rodeo. But then I was going through the archives and I have played Blue Rodeo on the show before here. So yeah, it was a really great summer. And I feel like this was really the kind of summer that a lot of us are going to look back on, and it's going to be nostalgic. Like, there was all this good pop music too. I was listening to Chapel Roan a lot and Sabrina Carpenter, and there was like, you know, like Biba Doobie, and just a lot of music and just good times. And the staff that I worked with this summer was so great. I think it was probably one of the most fun summers I've had. So, I Could Never Be That Man by Blue Rodeo is my shout out to Kira. This next one is going to be Holly's Song by Shrewd. Shrewd has been one of my favorite Toronto bands for so long. I saw them for the first time last summer and they were amazing. They're kind of like hardcore. The girl that sings in the band, Kasia, is so hot, so cool, and she has like so much stage presence, and so it's great. We went to their album release show, and I also discovered a bunch of other cool artists there because I guess Shrewd has great taste. So this is Holly's song by Shrewd, and then it'll be Mariner's Apartment Complex by Lana Del Rey, and that's the end of the show. So thanks so much for listening, guys. I hope you have a great, sad rest of your Thursday evening. And yeah, this is Holly's song by Shrewd.
My sadness out of context at the Mariner's apartment complex. I ain't no candle in the wind. I'm the boy, the lightning, the thunder, the kind of girl who's gonna make you wonder who you are and who you've been. And who I've been is with you on these beaches, your Venice. Your diehard, your weakness. Maybe I could save you from your sins. So kiss the sky and whisper to Jesus. My, 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 you found this, you need this. Take a deep breath, baby, let me in. You lose your way, just take my hand. You're lost at sea, then I'll boat to me again. Don't look too far, right where you are, that's where I am. I'm your man.
I'm your man. They mistook my kindness for weakness. Fucked up, I know that, but Jesus, can a girl just do the best she can? Catch a wave and take in the sweetness. Think about it, the darkness, the deepness, all the things that make me who I am. And who I am is a big time believer that people can change, that you don't have to leave her when everyone's talking. You can make a stand.